where dreams and dragons collide, lived a knight, young and bold.
In a kingdom far and wide, where dreams and dragons collide, lived a knight, young and bold, Sir Eldrick, brave and gold.
Bold Sir Eldrick, brave and gold. Born of humble peasant stock, he rose to greatness firm as rock. With a heart so true and fierce, through darkest evils it would pierce. Sir Eldrick's tale begins in spring, when birds of lore would sweetly sing in the village of his birth, a place of laughter, love, and mirth. But destiny called his name for greatness and undying fame, a journey he must undertake for his own and kingdom's sake.
For his own and kingdom's sake. A king old and wise. They journeyed on through days and nights, facing many perilous sights. Creatures lurking, beasts untamed, but through it all their spirit flamed. Until at last they stood before the dragon's cave, the legend's core. A chasm deep, a daunting door, where none had ventured to explore. With sword in hand and heart so bold, Sir Eldrick entered brave and cold. The dragon vast with scales like knights emerged from darkness.
The king old and wise, saw potential in Eldrick's eyes. Go forth, my knight so brave, our land from darkness you must save. A dragon fierce with breath of fire fills our hearts with dread and ire. You must journey to its lair and face the beast in its own air.
Face the beast in its own air. Sir Eldrick,
Sir Eldrick, with sword in hand, left to free the troubled land. His journey took him far and wide, through forests deep and rivers wide. He crossed mountains capped with snow, where only the bravest dare to go. In search of the dragon's dreaded den, to face his fate like greatest men. Through forests dark and valleys deep, where shadows lurk and dangers creep, Sir Eldrick rode, his purpose clear, though in his heart there flickered fear. In a glen, by moon's soft light, he met a maiden, fair and bright.
A knight so brave, yet far from home.
Why through these silent woods you roam? She asked, her voice like summer rain, easing Sir Eldrick's hidden pain. He told her of his fearsome quest to slay the dragon, never to rest, until his land was safe and free from the terror that none could see. Arya, wise in ancient lore, knew of the dragon Eldrick swore to defeat in its mountain lair, a task of peril wrought with care. I will guide you through these lands, for fate has placed you in my hands. Together we shall find the way where the dragon holds its sway.
way.
They journeyed on through days and nights, facing many perilous sights, creatures lurking, beasts untamed, but through it all.
They journeyed on through days and nights, facing many perilous sights, creatures lurking, beasts untamed, but through it all, their spirit flamed. Until at last they stood before the dragon's cave, the legend's core, a chasm deep, a daunting door, where none had ventured to explore. With sword in hand and heart so bold, Sir Eldrick entered brave and cold. The dragon vast with scales like night emerged from darkness into light.
The battle fierce, the clashing sound echoed through the mountains around. Fire and steel, a deadly dance, a duel of fate, of chance and chance. With every strike and skillful parry, Eldrick fought, though the beast was scary, until at last, with a mighty blow, he felled the dragon, ending woe. The kingdom, saved from darkest fear, hailed Sir Eldrick far and near. His journey, marked by courage true, showed what a valiant heart could do. But the hero, with modest grace, knew that without Aria's embrace, his quest would have been in vain, a lonely path, a solo strain. Together they returned to home, no longer in the wilds to roam. The king, with joy and pride, saw Eldrick with the maiden side by side. For your bravery and your heart, from our kingdom never depart. Stay with us and let your tale be a light when others fail. Sir Eldrick, knight of renown, laid his weary sword down. In Arya's eyes he found his peace, in her love his soul's release. His journey, a tale of old, in songs and whispers it is told, of a knight who faced the night and in darkness found his light.